At age 26, Diana Nyad set her heart on swimming from Havana, Cuba to Key West, Florida. Never mind that it was 110 miles of open ocean, infested with deadly sharks and venomous jellyfish. Never mind that it would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Never mind that it would take her 5 attempts and 35 years to reach the shore. As she said herself, Diana Nyad was going to find a way. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement.
Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
1970s. Diana Nyad sets records swimming from the Isle of Capri to Naples, across Lake Ontario, and around Manhattan Island. At 26, she plans her biggest feat yet, swimming from Cuba to Florida in the longest ever open ocean swim, 110 miles. She begins preparing, and she will continue to prepare for years. 1978. 29-year-old Diana swims from Havana into the Atlantic Ocean, inside a shark cage to protect her from deadly white-tipped sharks. But the Gulf Stream, arguably the most mercurial current in the world, pulls her shark cage way off course, and she's forced to quit. Everyone's bummed. Even, I'm guessing, the sharks, who were probably hoping they had a little more time to figure out how to get inside that cage. Despite her other records, Diana hangs up her swim cap, unsatisfied, at the age of 30. 2009, Diana's mother dies. Diana realizes she needs to live her life now. She resumes her goal of swimming from Cuba to Florida again at the age of 60. She spends the next full year training in Mexico, and she raises $500,000 in funding. It's going to be expensive. The swim will require several boats and 35 people, including medics, a navigator, and assistants to hand her food and water, and maybe someone else to work as a shark lookout or as shark security or, well, you get it. Summer 2010, Diana's trained, ready. She just needs the right weather window now, and it never comes. Summer 2011, the weather is now correct for the trek, but 62-year-old Diana has an asthma attack mid-swim and has to stop. She tries again 6 weeks later, and she's stung by box jellyfish, the most venomous of all aquatic creatures. She tries to keep swimming and take anti-venom, but is stung again and almost dies. Summer 2012, a sudden tropical storm ends attempt number 4. Lightning could kill her or her team. She now reaches out to a Japanese scientist about a specialized mask to protect her entire face from jellyfish. And she now hires a team of divers to help her avoid sharks. The plan? Essentially, taser any sharks. Not kidding. Finally! They're taking the sharks seriously in this story. August 31st, 2012. This is attempt number 5 in case you forgot. Can she finally dominate nature? Not used to her new specialized mask, she accidentally swallows tons of water. So much that she begins vomiting repeatedly, which obviously slows her swim down and begins to dehydrate her. This is very dangerous. It can lead to swelling, sores, even hallucinations. With every stroke, Diana now risks death in the water. The worst is at night, when she also now has to fight off hypothermia and rougher waters. But she doesn't quit. 40 hours in, Diana struggles through her second night in the water. She hasn't slept, and she hasn't stopped swimming. Then she sees light, thinks it's sunrise. Her team points out that isn't the sun. It's an army of sharks with spotlights strapped to their shark heads. Kidding. It's Florida. The lights are Key West. She's almost there. September 2nd, 1:55 p.m. After 53 hours in the water, Diana arrives in Miami, Florida. She's done it. She struggles to walk to shore, looking sick from swelling caused by saltwater exposure and dehydration. But she's made it. Thousands of fans greet her on shore, celebrating. Diana says, "I have three messages. One is we should never, ever give up. Two is you are never too old to chase your dreams. And three, it looks like a solitary sport, but it takes a team." Diana proved that some goals may take a lifetime, but it's never too late to dive back in. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Diana and her incredible swims, check out her book, Find a Way, or go to diananiad.com. For this episode, we also found Diana's TED Talk and Ariel Levy's New Yorker article, Breaking the Waves, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.